Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Reno Collier plus hamburger catchphrases and movies. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Mm-hmm. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy bitsy waist and a round thing on your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough. Because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt you got makes me so horny.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have comedian Reno Collier here with us. That's Chick McGee. There's Pat Godwin is here. He's doing some shows with Reno. We'll tell you about those coming up.
Fist fight backstage.
This is Tom speaking. Ace Cosby, of course, is our engineer. Reno.
I'm headlining.
That is what it's going
to
be.
Yeah. Reno, you're friends with, as you refer to him, Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy. Happy birthday.
Yeah, his birthday was just a couple 17. Days ago. Oh, yesterday.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I was just wondering, did you ever have a manager that thought, hey, look, you know, Larry's got the get her done thing? Did they ever ask you to come up with a...
No, I tried to do that.
Oh, what did you come
up with? I think I told Chick about that. Like, yeah, yeah. I was just yelling out random, like, put some ham on that thing.
Like, put some ham on it was my favorite.
Yeah. That's good.
It was good.
Yeah, put some ham on that, huh?
Yeah, it was...
That's like hamburger.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of hamburger?
Have you ever heard of
this comedian? Here, I got a little
hamburger
audio
Hamburger Jones.
You.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hamburger. Joker, what in the world you dressed up for Halloween? Uh-huh. Like a hamburger on delivered mail or something. What's up with you? You're overweight, that's your problem. Can't take a joke? I know you take an order of fries right by now, couldn't you? Hamburger, let his feet be so big.
Wait a minute. Burway just looks at somebody and goes, what's your problem?
I love that.
He just goes, hey, hamba. Here's some more.
Biggest Nike spelled Nickelodeon. Look at that. Hamburger, you give me a bad name. Take that hat off.
This guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
Did he just
say hamburger?
Yeah. Like,
every now and again. Just
yeah. Well, think about it. Instead of hot dog, he says hamburger.
What happened to hamburger?
Years ago, I used to leave. You know when comics used to get like a bunch of hype, like everybody would flip out and they used to get these huge development deals and they'd give people at Montreal these comedy festivals. So I used to prank call these agents and I came up with this comedian named Potato Head that didn't exist, but I'd leave him messages in the middle of the night about how he rides a unicycle and you've got to see him and he's going to be the great. I was trying to get people and people started kind of talking about him.
About Potato Head?
Yeah, they were like, my agent, because I'd call him intermittently and be like, hey, look, I have this venue in Chicago and I do different voices and I'm like, you know, we got to get Potato Head if you represent Potato Head. And he's like, do you know this Potato Head? Have you heard of it? I'm like, the guy from Chicago? He's amazing. Like, he has birds and he does magic and he sings. I go, he's like, I got to find. He goes, people leave me messages to try to get this guy. And I'm like, ah, oh, man, you got to see Potato Head.
Hamburger.
hamburger.
So you need, but you never came up with a phrase other than put some ham on that?
No.
Because Engvall had for a while, he had the...
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Sure. Yeah. And Foxworthy, you know, you might be a redneck. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
He was the, like, certainly the, of all those guys, the one that was, that sticks the best.
Yeah.
And as he said to us many times, he does 2 minutes of that in the show.
Yeah, it's not even a big part of the...
What is the origin of get or done?
Yeah.
Did he have
so it's a phrase like
it's in the movie Carrie.
Is it?
Is that where he got it?
No, I think he got it was a phrase when he lived down in Florida. Like people used to say it. Like it was just a redneck.
Gotcha.
Like get it.
Although it's my friend. I won't give his full name. My friend Pete, who's a brilliant carpenter. When we'd be working on houses, he'd go get it done.
Yeah.
You know the famous Pete story, don't you?
Yeah.
With the you know that telescope thing you look through and the other guy's got the stick.
Yeah.
The surveyors?
Survey.
The astrolabe. Yeah.
So the guy's got the
so
stick.
So Pete knew how
you're
to work
the only
that
one
thing.
Who knows a brilliant carpenter.
Yes, he knows a brilliant oh, no, he's great. Everyone.
Brilliant everything.
He's fantastic. He
went to get ice cream with the girls. A brilliant ice cream party.
They dug the foundation. This house was being built for a minister. As a matter of fact.
Right, right.
On Long Shore.
On Lower Shore Drive. This is...
further obscurity.
So I was holding the stick, and I was sort of facing the parking area, if you will, in the woods. And Pete was instructing me as to what to do with the stick.
I bet.
Now, why don't you take this stick and go stand? Leave me the hell alone.
He was instructing me. You know, and I'm, you know, whatever, 80 feet away or something. So he's, you know, kind of shouting out, no, back farther. No, wait, that, hold it. And as this is happening, unbeknownst to Pete, the Reverend Wilson, whatever his name was, and his wife had kind of come over the wooded mound there. And that's when Pete suggested a certain unit of measurement, the second part of which is the word hair.
But no, just to see hair.
and I think the Reverend was quite shocked.
Oh.
That's in my brain.
That embarrassed you, didn't it?
Oh, God,
interestingly
so
enough, though, the Reverend's wife went, you heard him. A C here to the left.
But he would always say, get her done. That was many, many years ago. No, Pete.
Are you saying that your brilliant contractor came up
no.
with get her done
I'm
before?
Saying it was, no, I'm saying it was a Larry phrase, did. And I don't think it's necessarily Southern, because this was up in northern Michigan.
Yeah, it's
But I think, when they set everything on fire in the movie Carrie, doesn't the one guy say get her done?
I don't remember.
I thought it was light her up.
Was it?
No.
I can tell you this. When you
dump the blood on her, I thought.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah.
It gets annoying, like when you hear it.
Oh, you think?
Over. No. You think you hear it too much, like just in general. When you tour with them, it's like, get it on, get it on, get it on, get it on. I mean, it's like you light a lighter, and they used to talk. It was like, get it on, when the lighter would go off. And I'm like, stop this. And I remember I came home one time, and I'd been on the road with them for like a month. And I get home, and I get in my chair, and I'm watching a golf tournament. And they're in Colorado, and this guy hits a putt, and somebody in the crowd's like, get it on. And I'm like, mother, you're not kidding me. Stop saying it.
So
yeah.
You didn't come up with one, though.
Nah, they don't, you know, I can't do that. It for some reason, it bothers me.
Josh, did you ever?
No. No, I do repeat in my first 5 or 10 minutes, I talk about how I'm half fat, mm-hmm. and I do kind of really hammer that home.
Cheeseburger.
Because I have double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger.
Why not just go all out, huh?
What's your problem?
Are you hungry? Oh. Let me make you a big behind feel at home.
Hey.
Fat Albert joke.
Kill
him. Hamburger.
God, that's funny. I don't know why that's so funny.
Keep playing it. He's not done yet.
Who you ladies supposed to be in Vogue? I got news for you. Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
Oh.
Hamburger. Who are you supposed to be?
Who are you supposed to be?
Jamaican parking attendant? Move your car.
Oh.
Hamburger ain't going to happen.
So is hamburger...
He's just
here,
insulting people.
Is hamburger the equivalent of a semicolon?
Yeah, kind of.
The Oxford comma.
Right.
Because it's sort of a change of subject. But
right.
Is it saying this is through, or is it like an ellipsis?
What sort of the mean? Visible paragraph sign that sometimes you get on Word.
It's his way to think, maybe, too, where he's going next or something. I don't know.
It works, though.
I would go see him.
I was speculating about the origin of Get Her Done, and I mentioned my friend Pete would use that constantly. Way before Larry had it.
Implying that
you're
a brilliant contractor?
That,
what was he?
I thought that it was perhaps from the movie Carrie. Here's some audio from the movie Carrie. It's when they're killing the pig to get blood for the prom prank.
Yeah.
I want you to guess who this is. Don't shout out your answer.
I know who.
I already know who it is, too.
Yeah. Okay, then for those of you that know, don't say anything.
Anyone else?
Don't ruin this for me.
Okay.
This gives me the opportunity
to show up.
Sorry, here we go. Listen carefully.
Come here. Hey, get her done. You can't do it from standing out here. Get her done, man. Get her done.
You can tell who it is.
His voice is deeper now.
Of course, yeah.
I'll play it one more time.
Much older.
Yes.
A very famous actor.
Come here. Hey, get her done. You can't do it from standing out here. Get her done, man. Get her done.
You really don't know, Pat?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either.
That's John Travolta.
I was going to admit, that was my guess.
Wow.
You should have said it out loud. I'm sorry.
Make fun of me.
That doesn't.
No, we're going to make fun of you anyway.
All right.
Very good. So
John Travolta started Get Her Done.
I don't know if he, I think it was just a regular phrase in the language. Obviously.
Yeah.
So that maybe you should go back, find an old movie and find a phrase that.
That comes out of that.
That
you sure got a purdy mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
May the force be with you.
So
show me the money.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe someone in the. Someone listening can suggest something. You can reach us by using the Bob and Tom app. How do you get the app again, Josh?
You download it at the iOS store or wherever else that you get apps. The app in place, I like to say.
The app in place?
Yeah.
I'm not working at the
You can also text us, of course, 888-262-8661, where Reno, I get 10 cents per text.
He gets nothing.
In.
Absolutely.
What?
20 top phrases from movies.
All right.
I'll be back.
Number 20. I'll be back.
Yeah. Do we get to guess the movie?
Was that number 20?
Yeah, let's guess the movie.
Right. Number 20, I'll be back.
Okay, 19,
Frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn.
Gone with the Wind.
18, I'm the King of the World.
Titanic.
17, Say Hello to My Little Friend.
Oh, well, Scarface.
Number 16, May the Force Be with You.
Star Wars?
I would think that would be way up there.
Number 15, Why So Serious?
Dark Knight.
No.
Number 14, Yippee-ki-yay, Mother.
Die Hard.
I don't know that one.
Number 13, I Have a Feeling We're Not in Kansas Anymore.
Quaalude.
The Wizard of Oz. That's right.
No.
Number 12, Here's Johnny.
According
to Screen Rant.
Shining.
Okay, sorry.
Number 11, you're going to need a bigger bow.
Jaws. Ad-lib, by the way.
It's an ad-lib. Number 10.
I deserve it when I dork out.
I do it. Number 10, I Love the Smell of Napalm in the Morning.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Number 9, Where We're Going, We Don't Need Roads.
Back to the Future.
That's right, Marty. Number 8, I'm going to make him an offer you can't refuse. Yeah.
Godfather.
Number 7, here's Looking at You, Kid.
Casablanca.
A Rugrats movie, that's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Number 6, Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no stinky Porky's. Badges. Sierra Madre was the original.
I think that's pretty obscure.
Really?
First of all, it's way more obscure than May the Force Be With You.
Yeah.
And Badges, I remember that from Blazing Saddles. I don't even remember it from the other movie.
Well, that's because you're a hillbilly. Number 5.
Reno, just make sure you understand.
That thing way over
he means that.
Everybody in the Sierra Madre.
He means that
number
in a mean way.
Five.
I know.
So you know.
Oh, I know he does.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? That's number 5.
No.
Yeah.
No.
According to Screen Rant, okay? Number 4, you talking to me?
Taxi Driver. What movie is the Mae West? Is it Mae West?
No. Lauren Bacall.
Lauren Bacall.
Oh, it is? What movie is that from?
The Have and Have Not.
Okay.
Do you know how to whistle, don't
you? Or Blazing Saddles.
You put your lips together and
just blow.
Number 3, You Damn Dirty Ape.
Planet of the Apes.
Yep, the first one with Charlton Heston.
Number 2, Hasta La Vista, Baby.
That's Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Judgment Day.
That's bigger than I'll Be Back? No.
No, and that's not, no. Big, that's not bigger than May the Force Be With You. This list stinks.
What's number one?
Number one.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Clint Eastwood, sure. Yeah.
From?
Sudden Impact.
Sudden Impact. Not Dirty Harry.
I venture to say you could put those quotes. You could put those quotes in SPU to identify them, and I bet the average person would get five of them, and they'd all be Star Wars. And
And I can't believe Show Me the Money isn't on there.
I can't believe Freedom's not on there. From Braveheart.
Yeah. Braveheart,
yeah. Yeah, I can't believe Show Me the Money.
I can't believe Nice Beaver isn't on there.
Oh, that's, of course.
That's a great one.
From
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
It was
Thank you.
I just had it stopped. She said.
That's what she said. Now, do you remember who says that line?
Of course.
Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. Nice Beaver.
Thank you. She said it's
done. She had the kind of legs you'd like to suck on for a day.
thank you very much. Now, here's the other one you were talking about. See if you recognize this, Reno.
Just Reno?
Yeah, wait a minute. The silence?
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah, that's from
Blazing Saddles.
Treasure.
Yeah. And isn't that... the actor is, it's
obscure.
It's
older Jewish gentleman.
Yes, it's not. It's not anyone of Mexican heritage.
I forget his name. Oh man, I can picture him.
We don't need no stinking budget.
It's a Simeon Weinstein.
Zero Mostel.
No, I can picture
Zero Mostel. That's who it is. Yeah,
he's a great actor, but he's very. He's very Jewish.
He's not. He's not a Mexican gentleman. Now here's a note. See if you get this one, Christy. See if you can figure this one out.
Nice Beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let
just
talked about with that.
Isn't she climbing up a ladder or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember that.
Remember she takes her shoes off and she's like 4 feet shorter?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those are classics.
What movie is this from?
Oh,
never mind.
Kung Fu Fighting.
It's from that movie. Yeah.
Great song.
I'm wrong. I don't know who I was thinking of, Tom, but... Alfonso Bedoya.
Oh, really? I thought it was who's the other? Who's the guy?
Who am I thinking of? You and I are thinking of the same person.
Yeah, we are. Maybe he was one of the
from a different movie.
I forget who I'm.
I'm thinking of the guy from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, that's right.
I think these catchphrases are upside down.
I think they
may.
Are
they
too.
May be.
So is number 20? Is that number?
It's labeled as number 20,
and that's Star Wars.
No, that's I'll Be Back, The Terminator.
Got to be number one.
I was thinking of Eli Wallach.
That's right. Me too. They're very good. I mean, that's a different movie. Sorry. Yeah. We're both wrong. But I was wrong more.
Oh, I can't believe it. We get that on tape?
Yeah. Now, do we have to... Yeah, can you... What's the Elton John thing you were going to do?
Oh. Pop music icon Elton John cut short his New Zealand concert Sunday. Reportedly as a case of walking pneumonia, the 72-year-old entertainer lost his voice while performing at Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium.
Joaquin pneumonia, great as the Joker.
Yeah. He was very emotional when he left the stage.
Wait. When you do a joke like that, a cricket gets its wings.
He had two shows scheduled in Auckland. He will perform one tonight. The show that he missed on Sunday will be made up on Thursday. And it's off to Australia. So the sold-out crowd did give him a supportive standing ovation.
So they're all coming back.
Yes, they're coming back.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you have the rock and pneumonia, you know what happens.
Love it.
Favorite Johnny Rivers song?
Midnight Special.
I don't have one.
Mine's Midnight
Special.
I met
Johnny Rivers, and he's awful.
I can't believe
Secret
that.
Agent Man.
Yes.
Secret Agent Man.
Secret
Agent Man.
You stole that from me.
Awful. Slow Dance and Swain to the
Moon. Oh, that's a good one,
that's great, too.
I don't know. Summer Rain.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Everyone was.
I don't even know.
Sergeant Pepper's.
Summer Rain? You don't know that?
I don't think so.
Summer Rain.
Everyone was singing Sergeant Pepper's.
Makes me feel fine.
Summer Rain. Summer Not.
Summer Rain.
Yeah.
The Summer Wind is
summer
a trap.
Summer Rain. Had
See,
me
my
a blast.
Dad loved Johnny Rivers. That brings me some memories.
I love Johnny Rivers.
He always had the clapping. He would always have like a fake live.
Yeah,
he had
a fake band in there.
This is wonderful.
This is Summer Rain. Remember this
one? Yes.
Never heard it.
Yeah, you have.
Check your
yes,
fan.
You have.
Oh, he likes it.
Long intro, Tom.
Were you in one of your stints in rehab when this was a hit?
There was a 28-day period when that came out. I was in the nervous hospital.
I used to do a parody about a stripper called Summer Lane. Summer Lane taps on my B-hole.
Well, I was wondering where the comedy was going to come from. And then I realized you were just doing a sketch of the brilliant.
Took a huge leap.
Yeah.
And thought there was going to be water in the pool.
Yeah. Oh, my God, they didn't fill it up yet.
I need to check. Kids,
if you're listening, the most important part of scientific study is failure. Yes. You learn more from your failures.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.